Thanks for checking in, Joe.
Of course. I want to make sure everybody's where they need to be.
Absolutely.
The last
I was out last night. I went out for a walk, and boy, oh boy, I really noticed how the days are getting shorter.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
Yes.
Getting darker earlier and earlier.
Yeah, and getting lighter later and later.
Yes, yeah.
Morning, too. I was just going to say, it's the last day of September 2020 today. So.
That's true. You're up when kind of in the middle of the night for most people.
Yes, it's always dark when I come into work, even in July, which is just fine.
Yeah, whatever works.
How are things going in the city with the pandemic?
Well, you know, it's crazy times, and I'm sick of talking about it. I'm sick of listening to people about it. I'm sick of reading about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not to take it lightly, and certainly not to dismiss those folks that have, you know, been adversely affected by it. But, God, I want to get back to some kind of normalcy.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're working it. I mean, the city is a big city. We could, you know, a lot of challenges. But, you know, the Ruth Jones Commissioner of Public Health, her team, the school team, doing a phenomenal job with the hybrid programs, trying to follow all the guidelines and make sure everybody is safe, and at the same time still trying to get our kids to learn, you know. It's not easy to do these things with the challenges we have, but we got to get these kids back to some kind of normalcy, and that's why I hope at some point we're back in full person. But the hybrid's a big step. You know, obviously pre-K through 3 are in there now, and then a couple of weeks from now the rest of the school system will go hybrid, so I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, as you're well aware, it was held up as a model by the governor last week for others.
Let's hope that doesn't put the curse on it.
Yeah, well, we have seen an uptick not only in Quincy, but as you know, across the state.
And across the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that the new computers arrived yesterday, 2,500 new laptops?
2,500 Chromebooks,
yeah.
2,500 of the 7,000 that we have on order.
Wow.
That they've been ordered for months, but the backlog nationally, probably internationally as well, has contributed to them coming a little bit late. But that's okay. They're here now. They get distributed by the school department, those folks in need first. And eventually, you know, almost all of our kids will have them at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in addition to the Chromebooks, we did get the laptops for each of the teachers as well.
Sure. They need access as well to be able
to
teach. What, I mean, are you prepared to pivot back to full remote if necessary?
Yeah, as always.
Yeah.
I mean, that is always the backstop, if you will.
Yeah.
If things should get worse for whatever reasons, absolutely we'll have to go back to that. I'm not a big believer in it. I just don't think if we have to do it, that's the best we can do. I understand it. But if we have choices, I just don't think the kids learn as well remotely. I just don't see it.
Yeah. I do have to ask about, and I'm sure I'm not the first to ask about upcoming major events around the holiday season and how that might look in Quincy this year.
Well, we definitely have canceled the Veterans Day Parade.
Okay.
We have George Nicholson and George Fouchard and their team working on an observance at the World War II Memorial for Veterans Day, but it'd be very, very limited, condensed,
yep,
to try to respect obviously the situation that we're in. So no parade. And, you know, we're going to be deciding the Christmas parade and activities probably by next week.
Okay.
We had the word out to all our participants probably the first or second week of October. We'll give them the final word.
Okay.
But it's doubtful.
Yeah.
I mean, the numbers are going the wrong way generally, so it's doubtful at this point, which is a real shame.
Yeah, and speaking with the health commissioner, that, you know, those types of events are not till phase four.
Correct.
And that's going to be a ways off, it looks like.
Yep.
Will you try and do some, like you did for Flag Day, some type of fill-in ceremony or event?
Well, we'll have to see. Obviously, we're going to still have, you know, the Christmas lights and decorations
up.
Sure. So we'll deal with that. We won't have probably a formal ceremony, but
right,
wink, wink, nod, nod. Everybody knows they go on the Friday night after Thanksgiving.
Gotcha.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about a plan for a new communication system for the first responders here in Quincy?
Yeah, sure. Well, obviously, the old Quincy Medical site has been purchased by Fox Rock, and all those buildings are going to be demolished and a new residential neighborhood really being built there. Well, most folks probably don't realize, but we have some communications equipment on the roof of that building, and we have to find a new home for it. Not only do we have to find a new home for it, but it's old and antiquated, so we are updating the entire system of it as well. So, you know, the city has a lot of buildings, has hills, and it's important, so important, that our police and fire first responders have good communication on their radio sets. And if you don't have the right system, the right repeaters, then we could be putting their lives as well as other people's lives in jeopardy if they can't communicate. So this will be to update with a new tower on the land we own up near the animal shelter up near the dog park at part of Quarry Street. It's a high point, which is not far from the current location. So it would meet the need, really, if you will, of the system that we have. But it will update everything as well. And I'm not. It's not my field. But I don't know if we're going analog to digital, or digital analog. But it's the most up to date, state of the art type of system that you would use for communication. So we have other antennas and things in the city, but this is a very important part of the infrastructure for the communication system. So it's really about. And I don't like to, you know, exaggerate anything, but it really is life or death, this kind of a system. We got to make sure that we get our stuff in order and in place for our first responders.
Does that mean there would not be a tower at the new police station? I know there's one there now.
Yeah, I don't even believe the police department uses that one anymore. I think there's some stuff on there that is outside, so that will not be needed, correct?
Right. Very good. Mayor, I know there's still some developable land at the former Hancock parking lot. I wonder if you could tell us about what might be happening there.
Yes, we expect at the next council meeting to bring in a land disposition agreement for those two parcels. Now, the parcel we call R2 is on the corner of McGrath and Chestnut, or I should say Ryan Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the smaller parcel. It kind of next to the Peter O'Connell's new 15-story and backs up to the garage.
Okay.
And then to the south of that, southwest of that, is R3. So that's a remaining portion of Hancock lot, the kind of between the garage going up the hill to where Napoli Pizza and that block is.
Yep.
And LBC, which built the building at 1500, is, it's not 1500. The new building there at the corner of Cottage that backs up to the new garage, the new brick building there.
Yes, Nova Residence, I think.
Yeah, they own two buildings there, but one of them is new. So to the south of that, they have purchased all those blocks of stores.
Okay.
So they are a player, and the R3 portion really only helps somebody that owns existing land, because our parcel's not big enough to do something separate. They need to be combined to do something of any kind of density.
Mm.
After they purchased stuff, and we purchased a couple of their buildings to create what was called the Cliveden Street Extension, which is going to be the Dunford Drive extension over to the garage that cuts through there. So if you're on Cliveden Street, coming from Bergen Park, where you come over the new bridge,
mm-hmm.
down what was Cliveden, it'll be Dunford Drive, cross Hancock Street, and it gives you another entrance and exit out of the new beautiful garage we built. So to the right of that road would be the new development called R3. So then there's a lot of pieces to it, and the land disposition agreement just sets up the deal. But they still have to work with the planning board through site plan review and make sure that it's the quality development, it meets the criteria set forth for the downtown in various ways. So a long way to go, but that's the start of an LDA.
Okay. So similar, I guess, to what happened with the O'Connell building then, just a transfer of the property for the development?
Yeah, it's an extensive deal. There's a value to the land, mm-hmm. so that's got to be baked in, how that works. How the parking will work, whether it ties into our garage. There's a lot of pieces to it, but essentially that's what it is. For us to transfer our land, puts it on the tax rolls, by the way. Now that we have, obviously, the garage built, there's no need for us to keep holding onto those pieces of land anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea of the garage was to replace the parking. And by the way, the old Hancock lot held 434 cars. The new garage is 710 or 20.
Mm-hmm.
So we've more than replaced the lot. So now we're doing what we always envisioned, which was more development in the downtown to help feed the economic machine of the city as well as develop a new neighborhood down there.
Mm-hmm. Would there be a similar tax agreement as it was with the O'Connell development?
Not necessarily. This could be just straight tax ad valorem.
Okay.
There's nothing on the table right now that would create a 121A But there's other issues you've got to deal with, affordable housing trust units or cash payout, parking issues. You know, the zoning requires 0.5. There are other building lease spaces in our garage. Do we have the capacity to do that? So there's a lot of pieces to it that have to be worked out with the planning board.
Okay. Very good. Man, appreciate your time as always.
My pleasure. I see the sun is peeking out, so that's a good thing.
Yes. The leaves are falling big time.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Oh, we should remind folks this Saturday is Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day.
That's correct. Yeah. At Public Works, you need to have your ID that shows you're a Quincy resident in order to do it. So that's a great program, by the way. It really gets a lot of that hazardous stuff out of the mainstream rubbish collection, which would not be a good thing when it ends up in a landfill. So
yes.
Good stuff.
I know a lot of folks have done a lot of cleanouts because they had a lot of time on their hands over the summer.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
Have a great day, Mayor.
You also.
Thank you.
Yeah,
bye-bye.